Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. Steve Hoare here. I have just spoken to Goal.com's Neil Jones about a wide range of topics for our Journal Inside show over on Red Men Plus. Going to show you a clip from that show now about Liverpool's summer plans, including the interest in Gvardiol, Joe Gomez, Joel Matip, all that kind of stuff. Just to let you know, if you want to watch this entire show over on redmenplus.com or indeed listen to it as a podcast, if you sign up to redmenplus.com as a Red Men Plus Club captain and use the code JNO, J-O-U-R-N-O, on the payment screen, we'll give it to you, 99p a month for the first 3 months. Huge, huge discount. So if you want to check out this entire show, go over there to Red Men Plus. Here's the clip. Josko Gvardiol, obviously anyone who watched Manchester City versus RB Leipzig yesterday evening at the time recording will have seen he scored Leipzig's goal in that 1-1 draw. Fabrizio Romano was speaking about him. Transfer guru himself, basically saying many top clubs are monitoring him, including Chelsea. Obviously Chelsea wanted to sign him very, very recently. They want him last summer. Man City and also Liverpool, there's a lot of interest around him. Leipzig wants him to be the most expensive centre-back ever. Liverpool have sent their scouts to watch the player multiple times in the last couple of months. You spoke a few weeks ago, you wrote it, and then you spoke about it on this show. Like, there's chatter that this could be the end of Joel Matip's Liverpool career by this summer. We've already discussed today, like, Joe Gomez's positioning within this squad now is severely in doubt because it's hard to rely on that guy at the moment. Ibu Konate's injury record is a concern. I think Virgil van Dijk isn't Virgil van Dijk of a couple of years ago. So you've been saying for a while there's a centre-half conundrum coming down, and there it is. It does feel like, again, something's going to happen at centre-half, whether it's Gvardiol or something else, but he would be, you know, he ticks a lot of boxes in terms of age, profile, how many games he's played, the club he's at. You know, if you're making a list of things Liverpool like, yeah, he's on a lot of those.
Yeah, probably apart from price, isn't it? It's probably the only one. Yeah. You know, if you're talking about the most expensive centre-back ever. He's really good, isn't he? You know, I think we saw it at the World Cup, really. I know his World Cup gets remembered for sort of Lionel Messi making a mug of him, but a very harsh sort of way to think about. He was one of the best centre-backs at the World Cup, you know, and that's on Messi as opposed to on Gvardiol. I watched the Leipzig game last night, actually, in the airport in New York. I watched the second half of it, and I thought they were brilliant, Leipzig. I thought they were really, really good, and he was a massive, massive part of it. I think he's gonna go to a top club. I think there was a comment, I think Marco Rose, the coach, said something along the lines of, we are having him next season. He will be a Leipzig player next season. He said he's made no secret of the fact he wants to play in the Premier League, but he never said when. I think that was a quote I saw. He's going to play in the Premier League, I think, quite clearly. You know, he was talking about close to joining Leeds, wasn't he, a while back?
He nearly joined Chelsea.
Yeah, he nearly joined Chelsea last summer. I think he nearly joined Leeds maybe when they first came up into the Premier League. Which I think they'd have done all right. Mm-hmm. they probably wouldn't be where they are now if they had him at centre back. He's going to play in the Premier League. He's going to go for big money, no question about it. You look at him, left sided centre back, rare in themselves, high level, good on the ball. Looks like a winner to me. Looks like someone who, you know, he's a leader almost. I don't know about him, sort of whether that's how he's seen at Leipzig as a big communicator and that kind of thing. But the way he plays is one that sort of I could see people following him, you know, and saying, oh yeah, go on, that's
is
great.
Is he someone whose name you've heard come up in conversations? Because you've been on this actually a long time. You've been saying it to me for a while on air, and I feel like centre-half is something that you need. Because everyone's been going, Bellingham, midfield, Nunes, Mount, midfield, midfield, midfield. And like, actually, no, there's something over here. I'd like to think Liverpool have got a list.
You would definitely think so. I mean, they've put themselves in a... it didn't feel like a problem, did it? 10 months ago, four really, really good centre backs, you know, on the day. But you've seen Matip lose his way. You've seen Gomez lose his way. Canate's obviously had a season disrupted heavily by injuries. So is Virgil van Dijk. Four-man injuries have dipped, or form has dipped and injuries have struck. I mean, Guardiola's a left-sided centre-back, so that's Virgil's side, isn't it? So succession planning would tell you probably a left-sided centre-back in the next year or two definitely must be on the agenda, mustn't it? You know, you can't expect any player to go into the sort of late 30s, let alone one who's had an ACL injury. You know, he might, but you still need to be sort of thinking about what comes down the line. I haven't heard Guardiola sort of suggested as like, oh yeah, he's the one Liverpool want, or he's on a list. But listen, if he isn't on a list, then they're not doing the job properly, are they? You know, there's not many world class centre backs that I see, potential world class centre backs. You know, I think you've seen how much clubs have struggled to find centre backs. You know, I mean, Chelsea are still relying on Thiago Silva. You know, they've spent a lot of money on players that you'd say are maybes, you know, Badi Achille and Wesley Fofana, people like that. City have obviously ended up sort of getting a surprise signing in someone like Akanji and Nathan Ake. They were players who you wouldn't have said, oh, God.
But did they spend big on Ruben Diaz?
Yeah, of course. But even he's been in and out the side this season. Laporte's been in and out the side. You know, there's a lot of clubs. You know, you look at Arsenal, but Ben White for big money and end up having to play him at right back.
Mate, I've got the list here because, as you mentioned before, about Leipzig saying about the most expensive players.
Yeah, so Harry Maguire's
top. De Ligt is second. Doesn't even play there anymore.
He's gone. Yeah.
There's Van Dijk. Fofana says Liverpool. Fofana obviously to Chelsea. Lucas Hernandez, Ruben Diaz, De Ligt again. Obviously the second one, Hakimi. So Marco Corella's on there. Like the list of if you're talking about the most expensive defender of all time, it's about £78 million for Harry Maguire. That's the one where you think. Right, because we know Liverpool are in need of major midfield surgery. We know that if the money is all going towards that, I know the comments therefore from Leipzig actually could help Liverpool out. If it's we're not going to sell him this summer, it's the year after.
Yeah,
because Liverpool might have to go one more. Joe Matip's future dependent, but if that might be something that actually benefits us, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't. And also, listen, I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit with myself here, but you don't know how. Them centre-backs can look $1 million if you can sort the rest of the team out. You know, they can have cigars out next season and you look at Joe Gomez and say, what's a player? Rolls-Royce, look at him, you know, just sort of bringing the ball out from the back and having to do the odd occasional run back towards his own goal and stop a counter-attack. At the moment, all of those players look massively exposed and confidence is low and they look insufficient at this moment. We know that somewhere in there is a Premier League title-winning centre-back in Gomez, a world-class centre-back in Van Dijk. I think will be a world-class centre-back in Canate. And Joel Matip's been an excellent player for Liverpool for many years. I think Matip is the one that I think Liverpool will sell him in the summer. I think he will. He will go.
There's a lot of reasons.
The fact that he's not in the side at the moment is a reflection of that, you know, and that. You know, he's had his own struggles in recent weeks, you know, not least in that the Wolves and the Brighton games. He's not had a good season.
If you're trying to get a new contract, which is probably what he's after, because he's down to he's coming up to a year left. This isn't the season you want to go into that.
No, exactly that. And if you're thinking about Liverpool, we're talking about money and we're talking about saleable assets. He's not a particularly saleable asset because of his age. But he's more saleable than a lot of others. And Joe Gomez has got a new contract in the bag. He's a homegrown player. He plays right back. He's still young enough that you say, well, you can still take another punt on it. I'm not sure I would necessarily, but I think Liverpool probably will. I think Matip's the one that you're looking at and saying, well, if we are going to bring in a centre back, I think it's going to be a Matip replacement, which probably rules out Guardiola at this stage because of A, the price, but also where he plays. I think that would be a right-sided centre-back.
I suppose, Neil, as well, we do this often, the saleable assets and the money stuff. Like, if Liverpool, we are worried, not so much worried, but we're talking about money, and obviously we imagine a lot of that, if not most of it's going to go on a midfield. Selling Joel Matip, and again, I've been saying this for how many windows, but selling Nat Phillips, and then just bringing one in, and then you've got like a Reece Williams or something as your fifth option he's around or whoever it is. That could be one way where, because that's the thing I'm thinking now, yeah. Is like signing fourth choice players, I'm never a big fan of it because you're thinking, well, they're fourth choice for a reason, but maybe if you can offset it by selling those two and get yourself a really quality player, maybe someone who goes above Joe Gomez in the pecking order, I think that should be the ideal situation.
I think, to be honest, just to move on, just a more general point, I think Liverpool have to, they can't think like that. They can't be thinking we're going to buy a squad player. This is the team now, isn't it? This is not our bench is weak, or you know, we need another game changer to come on and you know, in tight games, or to help us compete on multiple fronts in the cup competition. This is the team. The actual team is weak at the moment, or too weak. Yeah. So this has to be players who you think they can be our first choice. You know, all right, maybe not immediately. You know, I think Kanate is a good sort of benchmark, if you want to call it that. You know, I don't think everyone sort of thought, well, he goes straight into Liverpool's team. You know, Kanate. I don't think people thought with Luis Diaz when he signed. I don't think everyone said, well, he goes there, he's straight on the left. You know, they still had Mane, they still had Firmino, Jota. You know, but they knew that he was capable of it. They knew that he, you know, he had the talent, and he showed it straight away, didn't he? Kanate took a little bit longer. You know, you've seen Nunes. I think Nunes is coming into his own, you know, or will come into his own in the coming months and years. But he's another one, isn't he, that, you know, at the start of the season, I think he started the season on the bench, didn't he, at Fulham. But you knew that he will get in the team at some point. You know, he will be capable. You can't be buying sort of Shaqiris and people like that, and Minaminos, you're saying, well, they're just a nice little pick up there and they can go on the bench, and you know, in certain games you can bring them on. It has to be now players that now he can come in and immediately sort of challenge to strengthen the first 11, and that's where Liverpool are at. So whoever they sign, whether it's a centre back, whether it's a midfielder, whether it's a forward, whether it's another goalkeeper almost, you know, they need to be players who in any given game you can say, well, they're going to start, and you know, if they play well, they keep the shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking then to the centre back plans, it feels like, and you again, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like it could be Phillips and Matip out and maybe one coming in, as well as a midfield, maybe two or three. Like, that's a big summer. Like, that's very un-Liverpool. Like, not in terms of only in terms of money, which we know, like, there isn't always available for a variety of reasons. And secondly, just in terms of actual turnover of players,
yeah.
That would be like that. That would be the rebuild, and almost like, you know, three in, five out. That's very un-Liverpool like, but I suppose that's where we found ourselves now, that's needed.
Yeah.
It's almost a necessity now.
Yeah. And, you know, you look at that. If you want a benchmark or a barometer of sort of what they need, really, you look at that sort of June 2017 to July 2018, Robertson, Salah, Fabinho, Van Dijk, Alisson, Keita. They all came in for big money, except for Robertson, and to go into the first team. They were signings that were made to strengthen the first team. That's, you know, that's what Liverpool need now. They need sort of four or five players that can be part of the next Liverpool team. I think they've got some of them already. You know, I think Kanate, I think Nunes, Diaz. Promising signs from Gakpo.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com /host.
As well. Yeah.
I want to speak to you about Joe Gomez, if you don't mind me doing that quickly. Okay. Is he a little bit lucky, maybe, that so much change is needed, and also we think Joe Matip might be on his way out, because the ruthlessness inside you could go, you know what, we might just give up on him.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's English well helps with the homegrown stuff, because he feels like, you know, you need new wallpaper in the living room, but by the way, the kitchen's flooded, so you can't, it needs doing, but you know, we're not going to do it just yet, because I mean, the more people you listen to about Joe Gomez, and unfortunately, the more we see of him, it's getting worse. It's getting to a point where, like, you've got a lad in your team and you don't think you can rely on him anymore. And that, again, we haven't been there for a long time, really. We've been, you know, I mean, since maybe Dejan left, and everyone was a bit worried about Dejan. Since then, really, you haven't had lads in your team and you're thinking, I just don't know, we can't rely on him, we don't know what we're going to get, we're worried about him playing. Very rarely do we get that.
Yeah. And you're right. I worried when he had the injury, that his injury history is appalling for him, you know, in terms of his...
And a lot of them aren't his
poor lads, you know, like he's had so much. He's had a broken ankle. He's had a broken leg. So he's had ankle ligaments. He's broken leg, cruciate ligaments. You know, patella rupture. 25, 26 years of age. You know, so much sort of wear and tear on him. But not only that, you know, so much sort of time lost developing his game as well. Yeah. You know, in terms of training and you know, we know his gifts. You know, he's lightning quick.
Well, the fact that he got to that ball in the first place ahead of Vinicius, that just shows he has got.
But
that.
Well, also,
and he was in the right place.
the one criticism. Listen, bottom line, Joe Gomez is a great, great guy, right? So this is not gratuitous criticism of Joe. This is me not wanting to say these kind of things, but his weakness, Joe Gomez's big weakness, is Liverpool's big weakness this season. He's not aggressive enough, whether it's in the air, whether it's on the ground. The foul he gives away on Vinicius is him almost forcing himself to be aggressive, because he knows he can't afford to sort of not go in for this tackle. But actually, he either needed to be completely, you know, right through and take everything, or stand off. But he's between, because he doesn't know what he's doing something that he's not comfortable doing, flying into a tackle, and he gives away a free kick. But that's his weakness. He's not aggressive enough. And if Liverpool are going to be what they are and get that gnarl and that snarl and that real sort of energy and all those kind of things back that we associate with them, and we associate with the Jurgen Klopp side, I'm not sure he's there. I'm not sure he's going to be able to be part of that. You know, with them, maybe we'll be proven wrong. Maybe, you know, look, he has to work through a bad patch and he gets a run on the side, and the manager says, look, you're my guy. Just come on, get yourself back to where you were 2-3 years ago. I don't see it.
Thanks very much for joining us for that one, guys. Like I say, if you do want to go and check out the whole show, either in video and podcast form, do go over to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code JNO, and you'll get it for 99p a month for the first 3 months. We'll be back next week with another one. See you in a bit.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.